think more.
Good evening, you guys. I can hear you talking there. This is Ruth.
Good. So, good evening.
Welcome to the call.
Hi, Ruth.
We must have about everybody on here.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Time to get started. Let's find out who's here. It is 7 p.m. So let's roll it. Who do we have here?
I'm Doris Lee Pinner.
Doris?
Uh-huh, from Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Well, hi.
Hi.
You're here to listen in and get ready to run.
Yes, I am.
Great. Okay, who else do we have here with us?
This is Karen Louise.
All right.
From Mukilteo, Washington.
Karen Louise.
From Everett.
Who was that? I'm sorry?
Kathleen Isaac from Everett.
Kathleen Isaac, you must be on here to listen and get ready to run for August.
Exactly.
Tawny Midgarden from Bothell.
All right, Tawny.
I'm going to be muting because I got kid stuff going on.
Well, okay.
Mary Sankey from Darrington.
Hey, hi, Mary.
Hi.
How was your silver training? I mean, your human being more training.
It was good. It was really motivating and encouraging. So.
Great. Your people liked it?
Yes. Yeah. Hannah and Timmy really liked it. And both set dates October 1st to go silver, so I have a pretty strong feeling they'll be participating next month.
Wow, get them started sponsoring people.
Yeah.
Hello, who else do we have?
Hi, this is
hi,
Frank
Ruth
in the Wilderness.
Sherry.
Hi, Frank, and hi, Sherry.
Steve.
A duet. All right.
This is Steve.
Is that Steve Crowfoot?
Yep.
Hey, welcome, Steve.
Hey, would you start four?
I did already.
Oh, okay.
I did that. But probably I don't have my mic in front of my face getting off. Is it better now?
Yep, thank you.
Welcome, thank you. Adjust my mic, sorry. Okay, now then, let me, got my access, Jade, how do you say your name? Oh, do we have Jay with us? We have Blanche with us. Do we have Jean McGuire? Do we have Angelique?
Hello.
Who's that?
Angelique.
Okay, Angelique.
Lainey's on the call.
Oh, great. Hi, Lainey.
Hi.
Lainey, you're a gold runner here. I made a gold runner page.
Oh, yes, I am.
So, and you're a coach. Who are you coaching?
Jean McNeil.
All right. Jean here?
No, she won't be on the call tonight. She's picking her daughter up at the airport from Europe.
Wow, okay. So you're going to report, you want to be on host code, you can report for her, coach.
Okay, I will call back in when I get home, because I'm driving. I'm almost home.
Okay. Let's see, okay. I'm going to mute, we're going to go ahead and get started. Put us in presentation mode. Hopefully I'm not going to mute myself.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
All right, you guys. We welcome all of you. We welcome you who are here because you're on the Silver Run. You're you're running Silver this month, and you're working with all of your people and looking for new ones and planning to have 20,000 volume by the end of this month. And do that by helping your people and finding new people. And we also welcome you who are listening and getting ready for a Silver Run. We encourage you to try to get at least 5 or 6 people sponsored, so you could be ready for a really successful run in the month of August. As soon as you have 5 or 10, you really are ready for a run, if you have that many people sponsored. And sometimes, if you're kind of like Mary, then he was, and you have people who want to just pop in there at executive, you can be ready earlier, but then you really need to keep on running because you need more people to be really solid silver. You want to have 20 to 40 people minimum. And that wasn't hard for us when we started because it was 40,000 over a 2-month period, and the people just didn't break away like they do now. So it made us more solid. We were solid silver for a whole year, practically. Well, it was a whole year, so that's just fine. So this evening, we want to hear from our people here and hear about your successes this week. And we want to know that you've met your goals or a big percentage of them. And so let's go ahead and have a report for that. let's start with Angelique out there in Florida.
Hi, good evening. Well, last week I reported that we were going to start a 21 club. And so on a Saturday night, I had a gold party. And that is where people sell their unwanted and mismatched gold, and these two men buy your gold. Well, anyways, well, everybody goes back and does their individual thing with their selling their gold. We were out in the living room, and I had 7 guests, and one of the moms, one of the daughters came in and said, "Can I have some of that water?" And she goes, "What is that thing?" And I said, "Well, it's a water filter." And that just basically got the conversation going, and it was just so easy, and we did the insoles, and everybody was really positive and was really, can tell that they were at least interested in something, whether it be the air, the water, the insoles. And so now I'm doing my follow-ups. And so I did 2 follow-ups today. And the guy said, first he said, "I'm not interested," the gold buyer. And then when he came back today, I said, "Well, I know you're not interested, but," I was like, "would you like to have another glass of that good water?" And he said, "Sure." And I was like, "Well, do you know anybody that might be interested in some kind of water filtration like this?" And he says, "I do." And he says, "You know what?" He says, "I think I'm going to bring my wife by and have her taste this water." And so that was kind of interesting. And so I'm still doing my follow-ups with the other 5 people. And my one person that watched the WebEx last week, Dennis's WebEx, I'm still trying to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomorrow we're going to be going out and doing some demonstrations with the PyMag at businesses tomorrow.
Well, good. That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are your goals for this week, Angelique?
To finish up those follow-ups, and every day we're going to be doing PyMag water demonstrations, either in people's homes or in businesses, and hopefully have a really good, successful 21 Club by this coming Saturday.
Water 21 Club, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Oh, and the other thing was during the presentations, I had pulled out my son's handwriting sample because one of the guests was his teacher, his special needs teacher, and her comment was, "Wow, I can only get him to write his first name, and on this piece of paper, it's his first and his last name, and it was wrote legibly." And what I had done was took the Mag Boys and rub them on his forearms and his hands, especially his right hand, because that's what he writes with. Mm-hmm. And just one time, about maybe 2 minutes worth. And when the therapist had worked with him on his handwriting, she said, "What are those things?" And I said, "Well, they're called Mag Boys." And she said, Oh, my gosh, she says, you wouldn't believe his handwriting. And so she pulled out his handwriting sample and showed it to me. I'm still going to send you that. But so I don't know if anybody out there that's listening might have some autistic children that or families that they might be trying to help. But and the other thing that happened with Ben is he hasn't wet the bed since he's been on the sleep system.
Wow, everybody that has a child like that would want to hear that.
Right. So I was doing a lot of laundry before Deacon came into his bedroom. Let's put it that way.
Autistic mom says much less laundry now.
Yes.
Okay, that's great, Angelique. Okay, you are moving along with your water program, and what was I going to ask you about that? Oh, have you listened to our water presentation Wednesday night? Have you been on and listened
yes,
to
I
that?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So do you know how to get on that website so that you can pull the water district for the area that you're canvassing? Wherever you're going into the businesses, they have a certain water district in that area, and you can pull that up and show them exactly what the contaminants are in their water, especially those that are
right. I did that already.
Oh, great. You're with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to hear how that works.
Okay.
Have you gone to any of them yet to see if they're excited about having you come around there and show them that? Or will you
no.
this week be your first visit?
First visit.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. That sounds great. You've got a good plan for the week. How many people do you have fun in your downline, Angelique?
I have zero right now.
Okay.
But that's, I just looked at that as, you know, I haven't come to the right person yet.
Right. Okay. Well, hope you get a bunch of them this week. Let's go. Let's go now to Tawny Midgarden.
Hello.
Hello.
Set a goal last week to do 5 presentations this week, and I got 4.
Well, that's great.
One of them, the first one watched the business presentation online, and she's interested, but she doesn't have any money and said, give me a year, and I'm starting a massage practice. And what I should have done with her is said, well, will you talk to my friend, and we can tell you, you know, how to make some money. So I've learned something through that. And I did call her back to, you know, try to get her on a call with Mary Dean, and she hasn't returned my call.
Mm-hmm.
So my other one was just informal on the phone with another hygienist that I haven't, a friend who I haven't talked to in a while, and she's interested too. So we're going to get together here in the next few weeks. And another one, I had another hygienist, a friend, come to the wellness preview with me this week. And she needs sleep, and she needs the whole shebang. And so she's going to come and do a rollout on Thursday, and we'll go from there. So I'm planning to sponsor her and get her started somehow.
All
and
right.
My
progress.
Fourth
go ahead.
One.
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, my fourth one was coffee with he was a dental rep who just, like, disappeared. And I wondered, you know, I thought, well, maybe he was keeping his options open and I didn't realize it. So I took him to coffee and I was prospecting him and really found out that his passion is dental burrs. And, you know, I asked him a couple different ways if he'd ever do anything else, and no. And then I told him what I was doing and, you know, how this is going to put my kids through college and if I get hurt. And, you know, and he said he'd refer me people if he ran into anybody who was
mm-hmm.
looking for something. So that's good because he knows a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a couple other people that I gave him the information to get on the show me the money, and none of them did. So that's where I was last week. And then I have 2 rollouts this week. One of them is a young dentist who borrowed the pillow for a few weeks and got really good results with it. So I'm going to talk to her about, I haven't done a presentation with her yet. I'm talking to her about a plan B because she's been doing dentistry about 2 years and she's real young and saying she's sore and all that. So she needs a plan B. And then I had some other good contacts today, and I started to go back to people that I talked to when I first got in 2 years ago. You know,
mm-hmm.
and to start all over with the people that weren't interested, and I really didn't know what to do then. So that was a big step for me because Mary Dean has been trying to get me to, you know, talking to me about doing that for a long time, and I just wasn't ready. And I went to Humans Being More this weekend, and it was great. And so I think something in all that just opened it up for me.
Great.
So, and my husband came, so that was huge.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So now then, your contacts for next week? I was setting a goal for the number of contacts, the number of follow-up, and the number of people to presentations for next week, for this week.
I'm setting contact every day, getting a number every day is my goal, and inviting at least, I'm doing the wellness preview tomorrow night with Mary Dean, and I have this girl I'm going to follow up with tomorrow and invite her to the wellness preview tomorrow night, and then on Thursday if she can't make then, and my other friend I'm going to follow up with and invite her to the wellness preview Thursday. And then contacts every day, and I'm really trying to I need to get better at getting people through the process. I'm good at getting numbers and following up, and then just that next step when they say they're interested is what I'm working on. So,
mm-hmm. Well, just all those steps add up, and the bigger the event they go to, the more likely they are to get the big picture. I'm sure you know that. You're good leaders.
Thank you.
So, okay, great. Okay, who else do we have here on a silver run? We have Jay, Blanche, or Jean, or Karen Louise. Oh, that was Karen Louise. Oh, that was Connie. I put all your stuff in the wrong spot. I'll just... Okay. Lainey, are you here to report for Karen?
I'm here, Ruth. This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Ruth.
I think I erased somebody else from here. I don't know who I erased. I'm trying to do this on the computer now, so I have it. I can find it better. Jean, that's who I erased. No. Move them down.
Ruth, this is Lainey. I got him.
Okay, Lainey, you want to give us a report? Who are you reporting for, Jean?
Jean McNeil.
Yes. Is that who?
Okay. Yes. Jean's been pretty busy this week, even though her daughter had a meltdown in Europe, so that's why she's not on the call today. She's had five presentations. Let me get to my paper. One, two, three. She's done four presentations, and she's working with follow-ups now with the four people. One is very interested, her banker is very interested in a sleep system and wants to lay on the bed. And we're going to do a three-way call with one of her people that has MS, and her daughter has a retail customer her older daughter that is a new senior this month. Has a retail customer so far that she has found. And then I don't know, there's a fourth person, Vicky, I don't really know. She's had products on her, but she has had excellent results with her varicose veins, and so they're going to go back with her. And then she's made a commitment to call today or tomorrow the other two gals that are not seniors and that are frontline to her and see if they can get her two referrals. At Humans Being More Business Training or Business Module, I sat in on the run to silver with Jerry White, and he broke it down really simple, and I think that's what Jean needed. I was too complex. And he broke it down to three wide, three deep, and 3 months to go silver. And I came back and told her that, and she said, well, we could do three wide, three deep in a week. So that got her excited.
Great.
Her volume is just over 4,000, so she sees 11 days as being enough time to get three wide, three, and three deep. So her daughter comes home tonight. She'll decompress her from the problems they had in Europe, but she wasn't going to let that stand in her way, and I was really proud of her.
All right.
So that's my story.
Okay, thanks, Lainey. Okay, I'm forward
to I'm going to mute out.
All right. And,
pardon?
I said, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And if you have a volume report, that is good. I'd also like to know how many people you have in your organization. That will help. Okay, and so all of you people who are, again, who are listening in and ready, getting ready to run, just really get people going to get them some sponsors so you have some organization ready to roll for the next month. Like I said, you need 4 to 10 people. You are really ready to make silver if you especially have a couple of those who want to build some business or even want to just share products or share an opportunity to help people to be healthier or have better water, whatever. So actually you'll be doing the same things, and then when you start doing them next month and have some of them doing them as well, then you'll sail along. Okay, do we have Jay or Blanche? Or Karen Louise. Okay, let's go to Mary Sankey. And Mary Sankey.
Hi.
Rerun, just change your title from Silver Run to Gold Run. That's
okay.
Why you're on a different page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good, because I set a goal to go gold on or before October 1st of this year, and that sounds
so
more accurate.
By getting these other people out to silver, that will make you make silver over again. You'll have 20,000 volume again.
Right.
And increase your organization. And of course, but then of course, to really have a silver run this month, you have to have 20,000 separate from your other legs. So you'll be doing two things at the same time. So how'd the week go for you, Mary?
The week was very busy for me. I was traveling down in California from being at the Human Theme More 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really think that I had any actual formal presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I made 3 new contacts and met with 2 of them, and one of them is just more of a casual conversation, though, an intro into what I do and what Nikan is, and one of them is going to sign up as a member tonight, so I'm going to call her after this.
Hey, good.
This call? Yeah.
You must have had some kind of presentation.
What? Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, so, okay, I had 2 presentations. I guess it does, one of the instructions said any form, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Doesn't have to feel formal.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I have to do that. And so last weekend at the Human Theme More, I realized that I'm waiting way too long to follow up with people, and that I need to be on the phone, and that be calling people. So I called, I think I've called 7 people today, and I got 4 presentations scheduled, 2 of them for this week, and then I have 2 more calls that I want to make tonight. I set a goal of calling or talking with at least 10 new people a day for the rest of the month because I need to build my group. So I'm going to spend this week on the phone a lot and giving presentations. And,
10 calls a day. That should get you busy. Boy, that will get you somewhere.
Yeah. So I just need to be on the phone more. And I also set a goal of having 3 ABCs this week. So I'm going to be scouting for those. I think the two mothers I'm going to call tonight, they will be interested in that. They're both long distance. So, you know, if they really are interested, then I'll try and get them on ABC. And I am working on focusing on closing the deal, like Tawny said, is just figuring out what to do, finish up when they tell me they're interested, because I have a lot of people in that stage right now. So any suggestions? I guess probably on the phone is a good start.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Okay.
I sponsored someone this week, and I had a different close than I've ever used. I said, this lady didn't have much money, and I said, now, don't just sponsor here to make me happy. You know, don't sponsor for that reason. And if, I said, do you really want to do this? You don't have to do this. Yes, I want. I mean, it was just like, take it away, and then they're more adamant than ever.
Yeah.
And so that was a little bit of a different, you know, and I've all found in all cases that over a period of time that the more we take something away, the more that they want to do it.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, when you're going to do 10 calls a day, that means you're really serious about reaching your goal. And if you're going to do 10 a day, you're going to be busy in between, too, doing presentations and stuff. It means sometimes doing the calls early in the morning so you can catch somebody. Sometimes you have to try to catch them at noon. Sometimes when you're calling people, you're going to leave messages and say, let me know when is a good time, or I'll try again later. Didn't get you, so I'll try you again later, and they'll be ready for your call.
Okay, I have a question about leaving messages. Do you give them leave any information about why you're calling, or just so much say, figure they know it, that you're calling about Meekin?
Well, it depends, and what I leave depends on who I'm calling. If they don't know anything about it at all, I usually don't tell them. I'll just say, hey, looking forward to visiting you with you or something. If they wanted me to call, then I'll tell them what I'm calling about. Yeah, I'm calling because we were going to have this conversation. But if they don't know anything, I'm not going to tell them in a, like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mary. Okay. Frank, let's go talk to Frank Phelps. Hello, Frank. I know you're there somewhere. Where'd you go? Hello?
The other side of the mountain.
He went behind the mountain, Mary Lou.
I think he did.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for Frank to revive, Mary Lou, I would like to know if you have quite a few people here on the call, and so I want to know if you have anything special to say about anyone or about the Humans Being More training that you just led.
Well, there's Frank. Let's let him go.
Okay, all right. We'll come back to that.
Okay,
Frank.
Yes.
You have quite a busy weekend here.
I did. Had a wonderful time. I apologize. I came in on the wrong code, so I had to bail out and come back in right quick. Yeah, we did. We had a great wellness preview Friday night. Had actually three new people there. One was a wife of one of our distributors. The other was a sister of one of our distributors from California and her mom from California. And we just had a great evening of discussing, you know, the products, the response that her mother has received from the osteodense and lactoferrin. And her sister, you know, had to admit that her mom had made some dramatic turnaround. She's got a lot of problems. Anyway, they saw a dramatic change in her, a lot of energy and that. So she's going to sponsor in, and Drew's probably going to get her signed up this week.
Hey, Frank. So, Frank, you had three people at one presentation, right?
Right.
I mean, you had more than three. You had three new ones at one presentation.
That's correct.
And I just want to point out to you guys, the rest of you, I think Frank knows that because we've been working together for quite a while, but that counts as three. Not just because you only did one presentation, you get to count it for every person that you have there that's new.
Cool.
So that's three right there. He gets a one shot. That's the
right
way to do it. And,
absolutely.
While we're counting, how many other presentations did you do besides those?
I did two other presentations, so that actually totaled of five.
So there you are, five.
So
and the reason Frank has five and it's going to be easier is because he's working. He's got a group already.
Right. Absolutely.
And he and Barb have been putting together.
Yep. So it and the interesting thing is when you get the dynamics going, all of a sudden people start coming out of the woodwork that you stumble into, and all of a sudden you mentioned something to them a long time ago, and now they're coming back and saying, well, you know, are you still in that? Yes, I am, and it goes from there. So the two presentations that I did were verbal and one-on-ones. We'll be getting back with them the first of the week, and they will be looking at some product very seriously. The other one, I've got some information in their hands, so there will be a follow-up there. The one couple that are the Mennonite couple, was a great couple. I have not been able to contact them. They've been out of town, so I'll be contacting them first part of the week. And there again, that was a presentation from the week prior, so still in the follow-up stage there. But the interesting thing was with the one distributor who brought his wife for the first time to hear everything, he is very interested in making a run, and I just hung up the phone and talked with him before I jumped on a call here, and we're shooting for August. He is going to make a run for it. So he's getting his ducks in order and getting his presentations lined up, and he will be purchasing his products next month and be ready to, you know, really run. He will be doing setting himself up to become a senior this month, so that when he starts next month, everything will go toward helping him to make his run towards silver.
Awesome.
So he has presentations that he's making in North Carolina, and he's working on setting up a number of presentations in Seattle a week and a half from now. And I gave him, Ruth, the information you and I had discussed, and he is excited.
All right. Okay. All right, so then we hope that he'll be able to get several new consultants this month, because then he will really be able to do that run successfully next month.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm shooting for. We got to get two people signed up. So.
And Drew is probably ready to do the same thing, I would think.
She is, yeah. She hasn't, you know, made the verbal commitment, but I can just see the fire in her eyes, and with her sister coming on board, I mean, they were talking about contacts and people and this and that, and I mean, I just sat there and kind of chuckled at the preview, because you could just see it happening.
Uh-huh.
And so it was good. And her daughter sponsored in as preferred customer, but she's finding out that she may have to change that, because now people begin to ask her what's going on in your life because you look so much better.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, it's looking good. So we're excited.
All right. That's exciting.
Good.
All right. Now then, boy, we're planting seeds here. Everybody's planting seeds. Everybody's watering them. Everybody's getting them some sunshine. And, boy, pretty soon we're going to get some, in this column over here, new wellness consultants. I need some little marks in that column here. And so by the end of this month, we want to see those things all be happening. So you got some wellness consultants. So, and, of course, the best way to do that is to get together. And as you can see, if you had two in-homes, either in your home or in somebody else's, talking to all of you ones that are listening as well as the ones that are talking, if you had a couple of wellness homes and you had, say, five people at each one, boy, you'd have 10 presentations real quick. And that's how it happens, a little bit faster. And then especially if the next week you get those people to bring some more people, which is what we did to begin with. All right. Now then, I'm wanting to know if we have the rest of our crew here. We have Jay and Blanche. Mary Bernard. What happened to those guys today? Okay, Mary.
Busy, end of the month. They're busy. They're working, I bet you money.
Well, I wonder why you're betting that. You know Mary Bernard.
Because I know that. I know that group. Yeah.
All right. So do you have any special news about your team there, Mary Lou, and what's going on with them. I know that they're all at Humans Being More probably this weekend.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it was a great Humans Being More. I know that they will all say that. I had that was the first time I'd ever been with Jeff. Coach, however you say his last name. He was great. Added a lot of humor. Kept your interest. I thought it was a great Humans Being More. And it was really fun because Mary Stanky was there with a couple of her downline. And now, isn't this something? She's, you know, now she's on that gold run. So that was pretty fun for Mary, I'm sure. So, yeah, you could just see the changes in some of those people this weekend. You know how that always happens by the end of that second day.
Uh-huh.
And then it was awesome that Tawny was there. Not only was her husband there with her, but she also had a downline there with her.
Oh,
and, yeah, that was great, too. And I know that Jim has set his goal a little bit further out for Silver than Tawny has. So Tawny knows that she needs to be, you know, finding some other people because there'll be a Silver that'll be helping her get to gold. And, but Lainey, I got to tell you, she did a superb job. What a worker bee she is. You know, she's the person that heads this up with the volunteers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she really worked and things went so smoothly. And I kind of teased her a little bit about homework on Saturday night. And, anyway, she decided that she was going to do her homework. And she reaffirmed her goals, and boy, oh boy, it made me so happy to hear that Jean is not going to let any obstacles get in her way. And I feel that two of those things kind of tie together. Lainey said,
true.
Yeah, because Lainey said, you know, she said that surprised her, you know, that was, she was proud of Jean for that, but, you know, Lainey reaffirmed her goals too. So that was, I hope I didn't miss anybody, Tawny, Lainey, Mary, even though Mary's not in my group, I feel like she's part of my family because her parents are so close, you know, I'm so close to her folks, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, can I say something else, not about Humans Being More, about something else that you've been talking about tonight?
Sure.
You said that that was a different close for you, but, you know, I remember when you were talking to Shar Rogers and also Mary Spader, your close was, can't talk about it here.
My favorite.
And you ended
up. It completely takes about away the argument that is in this. Listen for success. I don't want to push my friends.
Yeah, so it worked.
Here, I didn't even want to cover because it sort of feels negative. You know, I don't want to sell anything. I never did want to sell anything myself. I don't want to sell to my friends, etc. Well, you know, we have something that's just fantastic, but we are not going to be talking about it. Like if I'm having a party and I didn't tell them it was an ECAM party, I have a way of just saying, you know, if you're not interested, just come later.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about something so good that if you're not interested, just come later. That's okay. I don't say that other part either. I sent a letter out. We had a very interesting thing on Saturday night, and that's what I said. If you don't want to come in for an ECAN, just come later. And taking it away is a good thing. Okay, thank you for covering that. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
Well, the only other thing I wanted to say is I don't know if everybody realizes that the recorded Show Me the Money is on your website now, or you can link to that to go in and see Show Me the Money. So sure am glad that that's on there.
Well,
I haven't had a chance to view it. Pardon me?
Well, that's a kind of a strange deal. Okay, we'll just not go on about that.
Okay.
Take your people to the house there.
Okay.
Might not be there forever.
I was going to show it tomorrow at my 10 o'clock meeting.
All right, guys. All right, now I want to go to the Listen for Success. This is so good. good that I am giving the people who sponsor her, my new lady that I sponsor, just sponsoring, she's from the land of Thailand, but she is able to sponsor here. But I am going to give her a listening for success because she's sponsoring in, and everybody that sponsors, because, boy, what is more important than knowing how to listen? And I'd like to hear what you have found in this book this week. We're just going to keep covering this book until everybody knows it upside down and backwards and really understands about listening. Who wants to say something about it this week?
I think the hardest thing for me to do is to, when you ask a question, is to wait it out and let them talk. You know, silence for me drives me nuts, so I either have to fill the empty space or something. But that's the toughest thing for me to do, is to pause and to listen and be patient. So it's a learning process for me. And I know out of that book, I have read it once. I'm going through my second time now. And that's the one that I'm working on the most. Slow down, listen to what they're saying, and then you go from there.
I really like this in the chapter 2, where it says, to listen is to care. People who care, listen. Mm-hmm. People who listen, care. Listening is also an act of love.
Yep.
I really like that, and if we are looking them right in the eye, even if we're on the phone, we are just really focused in and wanting to know what is special about them, and asking about, just using the form, their family, their occupation, and giving them, I leave the R out, actually. Well, I don't do the recreation officially. I might get around to it later, but I don't do it up front. And then a message, my message is where they hurt, maybe, if they have any problems, or I want to find out if they have people who hurt, and then I want to tell them a story and listen to their story. And all in between that, I'm looking for clues to know what their needs are, and then and what is what did they do, or what have they done that lets them know that if they decided to be successful, they could be. If they wanted to do this, they could be. Or, you know, who is it they want to help? And find out what's special. But just in visiting with them and following their lead, as you're listening, I'm looking for their lead. And just go where they're leading us. And not ever go into what I want to talk about, but just say, I figure that if I get them to talking, that my call is successful. If I can't get them to talking about themselves, then it's not. Especially when I'm just, you know, on my first or second call. My first call sometimes is just to find out what's the best time to call them, so that I'm and when will it be convenient to have the call. Okay. Anyone else? What are you getting from this book?
Go ahead.
Right.
No, go ahead. Okay. One of the things that I really liked was it's the second to the last paragraph, and it talks about. Chapter 2.
Okay.
Chapter 2. And it says, one of the best listeners I know happens to be deaf. And then, because he cannot hear with his ears, he focuses his full attention on the speaker's body language, facial expressions, and lips. And then at the end, it says, he's a great listener because he wants to listen. And so I want to listen to people and start working on asking more questions. And then repeating back to them the key points that they said to me, like reiterating what they just said. And
mm-hmm.
So just keep asking them questions, learn how to do that, and
mm-hmm.
make friends.
That is good. You don't find really good listeners very often. But the longer people are in NECAN, the better they get. And, boy, that just transmits right over into their family. I think it's really the area where people grow the most, probably, and how to, and learning to love. Okay. Who else? Didn't we have two people trying to talk? Someone else want to talk about that? Okay. Last paragraph is good, too. You'll need to work at it and practice. I can guarantee you that the enormous payoff will make it worth the effort. With practice, it will become natural to you. People will even be more attracted to you. They will tell you what a great listener you are. And you will see that this is where what happens or what you do when you are calling the people in depth that you don't know. That is why it's such a key, is that it's pretty easy to talk to the people you know and visit with them, and you already kind of know some things, so you can ask them. But if you can learn to do this, and you're calling these people that they just maybe your friend got them into NECAN and they sponsored, and there you see their name on your downline report. Now it's time to give them a call and get acquainted. And this is why I really like you to really know how to do this, is because this is how you build to Royal Ambassador. And that's another thing I want to talk about this evening. Speaking of that, there are different people maybe have a different view of what you're trying to do in making silver. Some people just seem to feel like they are in a silver run, but how many ways are there to run? There's a lot of different ways, but one is a 21 club, but the different water or nutritionals or whatever, some of them the company has formed a club for it, but you can do whatever kind you want to, just building a business. We have always been doing a business run and telling people about the business, no matter kind of whatever they came in for, they get to hear about the business too, whatever they came to the meeting for, rather. They get to hear about the business, and then they get to hear about the products. Hand in hand, some people call that two oars to your rowboat, and if you do one, you'll go around in circles without the other. If you do one without the other, you'll go around in circles. So you want to do them together. And then some people will decide they thought they came to hear because they wanted to do the products, but then they decide they want to do the business and vice versa. And so usually then they do one or the other and present the idea that they might want to do one or the other. Do either you want to consider asking if they want to sponsor? Maybe you want to say, are you more interested in the products or the business? Okay, anyway, so then another way of looking at it, some people are looking at running for silver. And always have found that it's easier to run toward Royal Diamond or Royal Ambassador or Platinum or Diamond, because then you are looking for business builders. And your business will go so much faster when you find these business builders. If you don't know people who would be likely to run for the business, well, then just have them bring people to their house until you find some people that they know that will run for Diamond or Platinum. Because, like I say, it just makes it really easier if you're looking out there a little further ahead of time. It's sort of like driving a car or a bicycle. If you're looking right straight down in front of you, running just for what's next and driving right where's next, you don't know some of the big holes out there. But if you're looking out further, then you can sail over those bumps or go around them. And that's how I find in running for Platinum or Diamond. And silver is a step on the way to those levels. But if you have six people wanting to make Platinum, it goes much faster. And you might find those, maybe you'll be more likely to find those in the business places where you're going to go there and show them the water. People might decide that they're interested in the business, especially if they see the repetitive reproductive income. They realize what we're doing. With a repetitive reproductive income plus the PACs, the wellness home PACs, the water presentations, we have a perfect opportunity to all become royal ambassadors. It is so much more likely that you will become a royal ambassador than it ever was when we were running without the auto ship. So when you get them sponsored, they really need to be going on auto ship. Okay. That's the end of my lecture. I'd like to hear comments. What do you think about these things?
I'm really excited. I think it's just a great opportunity, and with Hannah and Timmy already setting commitments, and I talked with them both about, or I talked with Hannah, I need to talk with Timmy about just allowing one evening a week to be for the business and just making that commitment. Uh-huh. And participating in these calls and then, you know, making some phone calls throughout the week, you know, during nap time or, and that I can help them. And I know that my mom can help with ABCs and that I know you and probably Mary Lou would be willing to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's just really, it's really exciting.
Thank you, Mary. You know, and I, you are already silver, and I would encourage you with most of your people, just go ahead and do a three-way with them. You and your mom, you have such a nice, pleasant manner, and you are such good listeners. You'll both do a good job. And everybody is just, you know, I'm just really excited about how everybody is doing.
I agree with you on that, Ruth, 100%. Mary is so sure of what she has a hold of here, you know. And everybody else on the call does too, but she just knows this is what she's got, and she wants young moms to be able to stay home with her kids. She's got a huge why.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
That's right.
And she and Sherry both are very sweet.
They are.
Yes.
And so everyone enjoys being around them. So, okay. Now then, Mary Lou, I wanted to talk to the people who are planning that they are going to be running for silver in August, because we are going to have to choose the 6 to 9 people that are going to be running for silver or continuing running for the gold run. And so what are going to be the factors that are going to be the ones that are going to get chosen? We're going to be choosing the ones we think are going to have the best shot at making silver, right?
That's right.
At succeeding. And so the people who have the most people, the most active people in their organization, that would be a factor, would you think? And then another factor will be if they have people in their organization who are wanting to run as well. They might not have enough people in their group to win a spot on the call, live on the call. You know what would be fun, too, is if we have somebody that we're going to have to add in the last week or two because they turn into such a powerhouse. If you guys are on the call and you're not on a listening mode, and you want to send an email and tell how many presentations, or if you want to tell me especially how many people you're sponsoring, and you get your people up there, we're going to pull you on the call anyway. Especially if it looks like you're making silver, we've got to have you on here. And so that would be really fun to have that happen. And if that's happening this month, you email us and let us know. If you're outperforming the rest of the people on here, we want to know about it. And we challenge you to do so, to perform your way onto the call in a live mode. That would be fun, wouldn't it, Mary Lou?
Boy, would it ever.
So let us know. So, all right. Anyone in the call then have any questions or intentions? All right.
You know, Bruce, I would like to say one more thing about this. You talked a bit about, you know, planting those seeds and watering them and, you know, and taking care of them and all that, this stuff. And if your volume isn't quite there yet, don't get discouraged, because the harvest, yeah, that usually comes at the end of the month. If you're talking to these people and you're helping them, you know, talk to some of their people and so on. So don't get discouraged. There's still a lot of month left. I mean, there's a third of the month left.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up, Mary Lou. I always think of Frank and Barb. Frank Phelps is on the call here. When they were like the second from the end of the month, second day, like the 28th or something of the month, they had $7,000 volume. But they had, at that time, they had quite a number of people. I said, this is enough people to be silver. Let's call them all up. And so we did, and they all made orders, and Frank and Barb didn't break at 20,000. They broke it at like 24,000. They went
well.
In the last day or two, they went from 7,000 to something like 24.
Did
you
break? Right.
Yep. It was amazing.
Well, the dollars literally came out of the woodwork, and so it... Mary Lou said it well. Don't give up. The month is not over until it's over. And if you are doing what Ruth and Mary Lou are asking us to do on a consistent basis, it's going to happen. It will happen. So it's exciting.
And if you don't feel that you've been consistent up to this point, you know, tomorrow is a brand new day. Hello?
Hello?
Did somebody? I thought I heard somebody else say something.
Sorry, Mary.
Anyway,
I did too.
Sorry. That was
okay.
Me. I just thought I was muted.
Okay.
The kids are finding bird eggs.
Oh dear. Okay. You know, we have just a couple of minutes left, and I'm going to unmute just in case some of our other team players want to ask a question or tell us that they've got a whole lot of things going. I'm going to unmute here.
Okay.
Presentation mode is enabled.
Okay, you guys, you're all live. And if you have a question or something exciting to tell us, or you're got things really hopping, we want to hear from you.
Hello, this is Karen Louise. Can you hear me?
Well, yes.
Oh, good. I've been trying to get through here and thought maybe I was on total mute, but... Anyhow, yeah, I'm pretty excited what we've got going here. Got a great guest to the Wellness Preview on Thursday, and he was able to hear Jerry White. And we've got an in-home presentation coming up on Wednesday here. And
right.
I joined a network group that I attended a spa party with some of the new people in that group, and we had a great time, and they want to hear more about what I've got. And let's see, I believe I completed three presentations this week, and we've got a couple appointments with people tomorrow. One of them has a health club.
Oh, good.
And I made contact with a guy who owns a nutrition place. It's brand new in Mukilteo. Come to find out, he was a consultant 10 years ago with Nikan. And he says, gosh, you mean to tell me there's more things? What's new with Nikan? So I'm going to be touching back with him tomorrow.
That might be a really good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
And one other thing that I thought was kind of exciting over the weekend, I was working with some people we haven't met been together for a couple years, and they knew that I was doing Nikan, but when they saw a visual thing, my guys were shooting kind of bow and arrows with the husband, and all of a sudden my husband hurt his hand. I don't know if you know anything about bow, you know, shooting bows, but there was a dry fire with an arrow. and my husband's hands swelled up quite a bit, and it was turning blue and purple, and I put a magnet on it immediately while I ran to go get the CM cream and came back with the CM cream, and in about an hour later, after applying the CM cream, that huge bump looked almost like a little bit more than like a mosquito bite. And when the people saw that, had a visual aid of seeing that, she goes, I need to know more about this. So
some people just can't realize what we have, can they?
Really?
Well, that's awesome. Okay, well, I'm glad. And you have to be sure you get the host code before next week, Karen Louise.
Yes, I'm going to need to get that because I thought I had it, but I guess obviously I didn't.
Well, I'm glad I opened this up.
Yeah.
So, all right, good report there. You got your three presentations in?
Yes.
Three,
and two of them started.
And two started for this week, you mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Awesome. All right.
And I'm also doing a business trade show next week, too.
Next week or this week?
Next week, so I'll report on that, let you know what happens with that.
All right. Okay, well, good. So, everybody has a good report here, and we'll be back again same time next Monday, and be looking forward to hearing your report, and we'll read Chapter 3 and talk about that a little bit. And let's get some sponsors in my sponsoring column here, New Wellness Consultants, and Auto Ship right along with them. Let's fill in that column. And, of course, you can't push them, but expect them. Expect it to happen. Don't ask them if they want to. Ask them which they want to do. Want to be the membership or the Auto Ship and sponsor people. Who do they know? What I usually do in that is just ask them, do they know anybody with headaches? Do you know anybody with a backache? Do you know anybody who has problems with some pain in their back pocket? And see where they go when I start asking them those questions. I don't ask them what they want to do. I assume, of course, you want to do this and start asking them how they want to, not how, but who they know. Start making their list right with them. Right,
you know, Ruth, remember when we used to ask people to make their 10, give us 10 nice people, 10 nicest people they knew, or 6 nicest people they knew, whatever it was, and we'd give them a free gift?
Yes.
Do you remember when we did that?
Explain a little bit more. That was, went crazy with that one. Yeah,
we went crazy with it, absolutely. And we just, I think at the time we were demonstrating Magboys, or Magsteps, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured with 10 referrals, and we told them that they could even call those 10 people up and let them know that we were going to be calling them.
And
to give us
had
the name.
Give us an email and a phone number.
Yep, email and phone number, and made it real, real simple for them. And, oh, my gosh, it got to be fun. Everybody wanted those free mag steps. And we just said, who are the nicest people that you know? And, you know, we had one gal who filled a notebook full of names that she was getting just by doing that.
She was going to her neighbors and demonstrating them, and then she got 10 names from them all. She had more people than she could ever talk to.
That's right. That's right. She couldn't keep up with them.
She was only
and the thing was,
19 or something.
It was a warm market. Yeah, it was a warm market, remember? Because the people that she talked to knew her, and if they were interested or weren't, it didn't matter. And then we promised those people that if these people get a good result with these products, we promise you we'll come back and let you know. And we'll make sure that they know it's because of you that they got this great result. And then, of course, when we came back, we always asked them if they would like to sponsor. This so-and-so wants to join us in the business. Do you want to sponsor them or should I?
Right.
So it was kind of...
You know, another thing I do that really works with that is to talk to the person. How are they the nicest? And be sure and write down the name there of where you got the name. Be sure and keep track of that. And and find out what it is that's so nice about these people that you put them on their list. And just visit
that's
with
right.
them about it. And then when you call them, hey, your friend so-and-so said you are one of the nicest people they know because you do such and such. Is that true? Well, you got a friendly call right off the bat. Okay. I challenge you to do it. We challenge you to do it.
I just got a really good idea for getting my 10 new contacts a day.
That is right, Mary. Boy, I bet she runs with it.
I bet she does, too. Get a notebook, Mary.
Okay, come on, you
She'll
guys. And we want to see shining stars on a hill. So whether you're on a live call or you're on a listening call, shining stars on a hill, let's go out and get those 10 nicest people from everybody you know, whether they wanted to do it or not. You know a whole bunch of people. Go get those 10 nicest people. And let's talk about that next week. All right. I got to run. So,
okay, thanks.
You're
welcome. Thanks,
Mary Lou. Hey.
Thanks, everybody. Great call.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week.
Vacation, Mary Lou.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.